Our next guest is also a Republican who opposes the Obama administration plans to bring Syrian refugees to the U.S. It's a stand as a presidential candidate and the governor of Ohio, a state that's taken in 48 Syrian refugees this year. But a few months ago, Governor John Kasich wasn't saying no to refugees. And when I spoke to him earlier today, that's where we began our conversation, with a listen back to what he told Fox News in September.
America's always been welcoming. We just got to make sure that we properly take care of our security. But to just say no because, you know, we're not 100% sure of anything, I just don't think is the right approach, Sean.
Governor, speaking with Sean Hannity. Is your position now a shift in thinking?
Well, you know, maybe there's a bit of a shift in the position. But, you know, in light of Paris, I think it's very reasonable to say that we need to have a pause. If we can establish proper protocols, procedures to know who they are so that we're not inviting people under the cover of refugee status who mean us harm, then that's another day.
The U.S. Vetting program takes upwards of 2 years and involves intelligence interviews. Is it fair to compare the U.S. system, to judge the U.S. system, based on what happened in Europe, where EU countries have porous borders and a very different process?
Well, when you have James Clapper saying he doesn't know if we can verify who they are, we have no way to do it. I think in our normal immigration policy, we have a way of determining who's coming in.
What do you need to hear about the vetting process to change your mind?
That it'll work, that we will know who these people are.
Is there any way to guarantee that? I mean, compared to tourist visas, student visas, is there any way to guarantee 100%
security? Look, I kind of said what I have to say now, and what I will tell you is that I think that we should establish a no-fly zone in Syria. I've suggested that the Kurds and the Jordanians could make sure that incursions in that zone are going to be defended and going to be repelled. And also, I think it's appropriate for the U.S. to increase financial assistance to countries that can keep these folks in the Middle East, in the region where they live.
What do you say to people who look at what our Arab allies have done so far in terms of their reluctance, really, to even do as much as the U.S. is doing with special ops and that kind of support? How realistic is it to say that they will step up?
Well, you know, what I've heard is a number of our Arab friends don't really trust the United States to stand tall. The fact that we were going to have a red line and then all of a sudden we didn't have a red line has sown confusion. And when you lead, you have to lead. And when you don't lead, you create a vacuum. It makes some of these countries extremely nervous.
But for people who have been watching diplomatic efforts around the issue of Syria for several years now, what can you tell them that you would actually do differently?
Well, first of all, I would gather all the countries in a coalition of the willing and would make a commitment that the U.S. would not only join the war or lead the war with air strikes, but would also be willing to put boots on the ground and be part of a coalition to go in and destroy ISIS and their sympathizers.
I want to talk to you finally about the election and what you think your path is to the presidential nomination, especially given the dominance of candidates like Donald Trump and Ben Carson.
Well, look, the dominance is reflected really fundamentally in the national polls. And we have a process here in the country that's really excellent. It starts, of course, with the activity in Iowa, but then it moves quickly to a primary involving 1.3 million people in New Hampshire. It's not just about a sound bite. It's not about, you know, something that's clever. It's about really who is it that can lead the United States of America. So I feel very good about the process, very good about our organization and about our growing strength.
Governor John Kasich, thank you so much for speaking with us.
I always enjoy being on NPR.